MI5, number of far-right terror cases absolutely dwarfed by the number of Islamist cases. By Jack Montgomery on March 21, 2019. The number of far-right terror cases the authorities are faced with is absolutely dwarfed by the number of cases related to radical Islam, according to Britain's security service, better known as MI5. MI5 specializes in counter-espionage and domestic security, in contrast to the Foreign Intelligence-Oriented Secret Intelligence Service, better known as CIS or MI6, made famous by Ian Fleming's James Bond books. The assessment of the relative seriousness of the Islamist terror threat and the far-right terror threat was disclosed halfway through a Guardian report focusing heavily on the latter, later republished by other media outlets including CNN and Microsoft-owned MSN. The left liberal newspaper led on claims by the far-left Hope Not Hate organization, which describes itself as anti-fascist and has previously received funding from billionaire Open Borders campaigner George Soros, that huge numbers of Britons are among the global audience for far-right forums online. The Guardian also quoted Britain's anti-extremism czar, Sarah Kahn, regarding the frightening amount of legal extremist content online which the left claim is fueling far-right extremism. The comments suggest a clampdown on online anonymity and uncensored discussion groups may be on the cards. Halfway through the article, however, The Guardian concedes that while the security services have not revealed how many of the 700 or so live terror plots and 20,000 individuals classified as closed subjects are related to right-wing extremism, MI5 did disclose that such cases are, quote, absolutely dwarfed by the number of Islamist cases being dealt with. This is the case despite the fact that Britain's white population, from which white nationalist extremists are presumably likely to recruit, is in excess of 50 million, while the Muslim population, from which Islamist extremists are likely recruiting, is officially only 2.7 million, suggesting the radical Islamism presents a much more potent threat than the far right in terms of its capacity to radicalize people. Nevertheless, the British authorities have placed a huge degree of emphasis on tackling the far right since even before Christchurch, with Cabinet Minister Amber Rudd warning that people viewing what she described as far-right propaganda online could face up to 15 years imprisonment under harsh new counter-extremist penalties while she was still at the Home Office. If that were to happen, terrorism would have prevailed, he added. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.